With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Hello.
Gary Ellerson. Leroy Butler.
No, they got today off.
I was so used to saying Leroy Butler yesterday at the Q Club. I said Gary's name one time. I said your name one time. I was all honest.
I had heard he's negotiating with his snow guy to pay him less for tomorrow.
Because is it supposed to just melt, though? Can we just bang on it melting right after?
Yeah, I guess.
What did Plow Guy say?
A Plow Guy says he's not coming.
He's not going. Okay, good.
Not coming out.
Good. If Plow Guy's not coming out, then I'm not going.
Plow Guy's coming out. It's supposed to be like 35 mile an hour winds and snow from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Oh, Plow Guy's going to be out. He's got to be out. He's got no choice.
So he's not coming out.
Well, then how's he going to clear the snow?
He's not clearing it.
He's not clearing it.
No, so he's going to let it go.
This is it.
That's what I like to hear. Plow Guy
says it's going to be gone.
Plow Guy's my guy. Night. Plow Guy is my guy.
I'm removing my snow. I'm
not
letting
putting,
it.
He took the blade off already.
He's not putting it back on.
Oh, so this is just I'm angry because I'm not doing it. That's not a spite.
Not doing
because he loves the plows, but he took the blade off and
he's Plow Guy.
He took the blade off and he's just going to take the ATVs or whatever.
Yep, yeah, lawnmower, whatever.
Yeah, he's just going to take the AV and they're just going to run around the neighborhood and not plow.
Man, that's fun.
Just go over hills and stuff. Took the blade off. Yeah, they're just going to have fun.
The high on Sunday is supposed to be 48.
Oh yeah, we're fine.
Yeah.
Chad Ryder of NFL.com.
Is that Ryder than you?
This is not Ryder than you. Oh. Chad Ryder of NFL.com. He's shaking his head at our conversation. Yes, Chad, it is supposed to snow.
What's
here.
The difference?
That's Bill Ryder that you're thinking of, who's on our station
that's his
after
brother?
The Wendy's Big Show. No, I believe they're not related at all.
Did you ask him?
Hi, Chad Ryder. Are you related to Bill Ryder?
I do not believe so, no.
Okay.
But there are many things my parents haven't told me.
Oh, hey.
There you go, Chad.
I saw the forecast for snow, and I'm really excited to drive back. But Sunday, I don't get back till Sunday night.
So you'll be fine.
I'll be all melted by then, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but you won't be driving back in snow from Nashville.
Plow Guy said you're all good, so you'll be okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
Right,
all right, so this I have been waiting to hear you all day. So, okay, Chad, Rashawn Gary goes 12. Your thoughts?
Well, I think it was interesting that they announced him as a linebacker, similar to Za'Darius Smith in that sense, that he's not necessarily built like one, but they consider that he has a opportunity to play there, play as a stand-up rusher, which I get. I also think he will, provide depth on the defensive line, and I think this year I've tried to focus a lot on making sure people understand that these draft picks this year, a lot of them are meant, obviously that you want the guy to help your team this year, but really 2020, 2021 is when the guys make impact. Mike Daniels is a free agent after this year.
Mm-hmm.
So this pick is not just to help this year.
But you could have had Wilkins. If that's what it was about, they should have taken Wilkins.
If you believe Wilkins is a better player, yes.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, well, then that's fine. But I think Gary has a real chance to even be a more athletic version of Wilkins. So I think that's what they're banking on.
What do you think?
And there's some teams in the league that agree with you that Wilkins is a better player. I think Wilkins is not as agile.
Correct.
I think if you're looking for Gary to provide – you're not going to stand up Christian Wilkins.
Nope.
And if you want Gary to do that on occasion, so many – Mike Pettine wants versatile fronts, right? You want to be able to put Za'Darius Smith – sometimes you'll rush him inside and you'll bring Gary outside. And you're not going to have Christian Wilkins do that. So in terms of a chess piece that you can put in multiple positions, he is superior to that. If Green Bay was running a 3-4 a more traditional 4, if they put four guys with a hand on the ball more often, you look at Christian Wilkins potentially as an inside player. But I think Gary fits what Patton wants to do.
Right, and that's what I was saying today. That's why they took Gary, because they want to run multiple fronts, and he kind of fits with the two guys they have already in free agency. So we'll see how that shakes out. The kid they took, 21 Savage, what's your thoughts on him?
Well, I actually considered putting Savage to 21 in my mock draft for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Because I think he's not the kind of free safety that Earl Thomas was. The same type of player Earl Thomas was, but I could see the Seahawks did have some interest in him. And, similar kind of tough leader kind of guy as Earl Thomas, but he's really more of a he's very good in coverage, actually. He doesn't have as much range as Earl Thomas, but he has similar coverage sensibilities, and also he likes to hammer people. And I think they really wanted an enforcer, but a guy that also gives them versatility. He could potentially line up in nickel. That's the kind of athleticism he has. And you'll probably see some more of these guys come off the board tonight. Florida's Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Juan Thornhill from Virginia. Some of these guys that have that versatility, and teams really like Savage as that kind of player.
Okay, so what did everybody miss? Because nobody had Savage in the first round, and all of the experts, nobody had him in the first round until about 5 days before the draft, and then all of a sudden, it was like fire caught, and Savage was the hottest player in the draft, skyrocketing up draft boards. He hadn't played a game in that same amount of time. So what changed to elevate his status that quickly?
Well, I think you're mistaking what people put in mock drafts with what teams have decided.
Correct.
And when we started doing mock drafts, I thought Savage was like a mid-second round kind of guy. And the closer the draft came, like, oh, this guy's getting serious looks in late first round. And like I said, it was really a coin flip for me and whether I was going to put Savage to the Seahawks in the first round or not. And then the way that I had things falling, I had them trading down and taking Jeffrey Simmons. So then I couldn't put Savage there. So I gave him considerable thought to the first round. And honestly, if you're picking a guy at 35 or 40, it's not any different than putting him at 25. It's the same group of players.
Okay, but if that's the case, then why wouldn't you trade back? I mean, if there's not that much of a difference between Savage and the next safety, or next two or three safeties, why not just stay there and take the best available safety? Why move up for this guy?
If you believe, well, I'm saying that there's not much difference in overall value, but if you want one guy and you believe one guy is the difference in your defense, you're going to make that trade.
You think he's that much better than the next safety on the board? Like Abrams.
They gave up. Well, I like Abram quite a bit.
So everybody on the show. Right.
Right, exactly. So I think the difference, though, is I think you saw with HaHa that his inability to make up ground in coverage or to really man cover somebody really hurt them at times. That's why they let him go. And I think Savage is a guy that is not, that's not going to be a problem. And Abram is not quite in the same category as Savage in that realm. If in terms of an in-the-box safety, in terms of a leader, in terms of a straight-line runner, he's really good. So, the Raiders picked him very well. But I think in the end, teams saw that Savage could do a lot of stuff in addition to being the in-the-box thing. So if the Packers didn't move up and get him, he would have gone maybe to Baltimore, maybe to, there would have been a few spots where he could have won.
Yeah. Get to tonight real quick. A lot of defensive players left. Got some secondary. I just think that they need an old lineman somewhere right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I think they
But you look at all the DBs left, and they got a lot of DBs left out there.
In the end, there's a lot of – you could take a wide receiver. You could take a tight end. I mean, there's a lot of value. There's a lot of value in the first part of the second round. And the question will be, at some point, how much do you think you can get in the third round? Meaning, if somebody really wants that number 44 pick, do you trade down and try to get get multiple spots to find value in some of these other places.
Hey, real quick, let me ask you this. What do you have Dieter, Michael Dieter, the offensive lineman in Wisconsin?
I like him as a mid-third round guy.
Okay.
I've heard some teams don't necessarily like him that much, maybe an early fourth round guy.
Okay.
So I've had the Packers picking him in the third round before. I think he would be a really good fit with LaFleur for his offense.
Of what's left, who's your pick if you're the Packers in the second round?
Are you going to give me the first 10 first?
Sure, I might be able to do that. I got the line on everybody's pick. Sure, yeah.
Just tell us who's your guy. Who is your guy,
so,
you think?
I like Dalton Risner from Kansas State as a guard.
All right.
He played tackle, but he would be a fantastic guard for them.
Okay.
I think that would be a great pick. I think Jace Sternberger is a guy they're looking at a tight end from Texas A&M.
Yep.
Also, another excellent pick. If they decide to go the wide receiver route, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is a phenomenal red zone guy and a really tough guy. I mean, there's many, many options for them. They're in a good spot. Yeah, he's very much the Randall Cobb type.
Yeah.
But quicker, a little quicker.
Yeah, and
so
bigger.
He'll go a little sooner. He's a tough guy.
Is that a second?
Is
that second round, third round?
Second round.
I
projected him more at the 40 range, so I don't know if he'll be there for Green Bay.
What's his history?
Well, first of all, he played for South Carolina, which is kind of, their offense has not been great. And so it's kind of hard to judge that. It's actually very similar to Randall Cobb in that he kind of had to do everything. Because
correct.
He didn't have a lot of talent around,
mm-hmm.
right? So,
mm-hmm.
But he's going to be a slot guy, but he's not just that. I think he would be better outside than Cobb was outside. He's a guy that's really liked by teams, so I don't know that he'll be there at 44 for him.
All right.
It'd be a great pick if it was.
Yeah, it would. Okay.
Chad, appreciate the time.
Oh, wait, one more.
You got one more.
Chad, yeah. Drew Lock is sitting there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Packers?
Yeah, that would be great for another team.
Okay.
And there's nothing against Drew Lock.
No.
Could you imagine? Aaron Rodgers is not in that spot right now.
No,
he is not.
I would agree. I said the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's just not there. and again, it's different from the Favre situation to me because Aaron Rodgers is not talking about retiring every 15 minutes.
Right.
I think I like the Gardner Minshews. Brett Rippon, I mean, some of these guys in the fourth, fifth round, get DeShone Kizer out of there. Get a guy who can run the offense effectively a little bit later in the draft.
Okay.
Chad, appreciate it. You got there another is. One?
I'm done. I think he got Drew Lock.
I got all day. Yep. I got all day, guys.
Okay.
So, keep them coming.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day here. I'm good to hang out.
Where are you?
Nashville,
man. He's having a great – Nashville's a great city.
Hey, I saw there were a lot of bachelorette parties that were
yeah.
that girls were getting upset. How do they not know that?
There's one video going around. But, yeah, there's – it's more or less like New Orleans around here for the most part.
It's a good way to put it.
It is. So people mm-hmm. just come here for those kind of events. And there are certain – mm-hmm. Marriages that are doomed from the start. I think one was probably one of them. So
yeah, no, I
you've been there,
putting the crosses up for that guy whose wife or girlfriend's about to come home. Chad, appreciate the time, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take it easy. Chad Ryder joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Those girls were hot. Pissed.
How do you not know that? When you're booking that, right, you had to book it, right?
You would have thought that you
so
might
So you had
have
to get a hotel room.
Yeah.
Didn't you think hotel room?
Look, Airbnb. Man,
a little higher. Yeah,
it's high.
Yeah, a little higher than normal. Why?
Why are there no Airbnbs in downtown area?
Right. Yeah.
That is great stuff.
Hey, Billy.
What?
Uh-oh.
Remember when you came back from Nashville for like a week, you kept telling us you had a story about that you were going to share on the air?
Yeah, you were really sick, weren't you? Weren't you really sick?
It was bad.
Yeah, you're really sick.
I can tell that story later if we really.
Is that a podcast kind of story?
I don't know.
Like
maybe.
A not safe for air kind of story?
Yeah, probably a little bit closer to.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else you want to hijack here at 4:03?
No, I was just thinking about
what
it.
What are you gonna do?
You just want me to play your music?
Yeah, we can play the music.
All right, Jim Brandstetter joins Wendy's Big Show next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.